So this is a lifestyle and fandom podcast. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode. Also, I want to start with just saying happy holidays. I know it is the winter time and it's a really scary time as well with COVID cases rising. So it's just really nice to make this episode today because I've been really, really worried. And honestly, just talking about Disney makes me so beyond happy. So I'm just happy to be here with you guys and make this episode. And I wanted to say happy holidays from Sandy and I. Everyone at So This Is Podcast, we just wish you a great, great holiday. So without getting started, let's just dive right in. Welcome back, guys. It's me, Jennifer. I am solo today because we are doing another Disney tip episode. We wanted to jump right into Spider-Man as our next episode, but we realized, you know, with the COVID cases rising and also, like, with the movie just coming out, like, it might be a little while for people to get to go to the theater. So we're going to give another week. So by the time we talk about it, it's about 3 weeks since the movie, and that would give people time to have seen it. And then if not, you know, you can always listen to our episode another time. So today, though, we're going to do some Disney tips. I'm very excited. I want to discuss some stuff that is changing for 2022 as well. So just so you know, going into it, it might not be the same as you went pre-pandemic or before previous or during the pandemic or previous years. I'm just really excited. Yeah, let's get started. So last episode, we talked about, you know, Ubers, and we talked about getting there and booking and resorts and the best way to do that, and kind of just some tips about on your way to make the trip and also then when you get there. I'm going to start with travel again because we got a big update with travel in terms of 2022 travel. Obviously, not with, you know, with planes and being safe and stuff, but they had canceled this year Magical Express. So Disney offered something called Magical Express. This service was allowing you to book basically a complimentary airport travel. So if you have a Disney resort, so you're able to, you know, get picked up from the airport, be brought to your hotel, and then be picked up from your hotel for back to the airport. It was an amazing service. It was free. They were always so nice. Me and Rachel did it this summer for our first trip together, and it was so freaking helpful, and it saved you a lot of time and money, and it just started your Disney magic right off the bat, especially for me when I hadn't been to Disney in literally 2 years because of the pandemic. And then the first thing I got to do was get onto this bus where they were playing Disney, you know, music and Disney clips and Disney cartoons. It brought me into the spirit. And I started tearing up on the bus ride on my way there because I was just so excited to experience this again. And it got me back into the groove. It really did. So it kind of sucks. I'm saying this wonderful story and then reminiscing about it and then realizing I'm not going to be able to get that again because they canceled it. And I'm assuming budget cuts. You know, Disney's been doing a lot of, you know, money things, and that might even not be to the new CEO, who I do not like. But that's the topic for another day, I guess. But, so things have been changing, so they canceled Disney Express. So now, how do you get to Disney? Well, obviously there's an option of renting a car. That's only really good for, like, if you're traveling a bunch of places and, you know, going outside of Disney and doing a bunch of things just in Florida State, I feel like that's worth it. But if you're just going to Disney and staying at Disney property, that's not really worth it. You get free transport when you're on the grounds. You can go to the parks, go to Disney Springs. The only thing they're canceling is this free transport from the airport. So honestly, I wouldn't suggest that unless if you're like really doing a lot in Florida. Then obviously there's an option of an Uber or a Lyft, depending on how much money it could be. It could be like $30. It could be more. I think I Ubered from Disney Springs to the airport and I think it was around $30, and that's Disney Springs. So, you know, it depends. And it was like in the middle of a day and a weekday. It wasn't like a weekend, or it wasn't like, you know, 6 a.m. before your 9 a.m. flight or things like that. So it really depends. But they do have an option that they're replacing. It's called Mears Connect, and it will be a transportation service from the airport. And they have a few options. They have a standard service, which meaning that the standard and premium. So first off, standard is they have the option of doing, you can pay for a one-way service or a round trip. The one-way for adult is $16. Per child, $13.50. The round trip for adult is $32. Per child, it's $27. Then the premium, which is like an express bus, it basically is like a private ride for you. So that way you're just going straight to your hotel, and it's for you and your family. So up to 4 passengers. they only allow round trip for this as well, no one way, is $250. And then if you add passengers past that, it's $55. That's kind of a, I don't know. The pricing's a little like, eh. To me, the one way per adult, $16 isn't bad. But at that point, like, let's say the Uber is like $30. Like, then it's the same if you split it, you know, with two people. But I guess it kind of depends. But that also is hard to tell because Ubers, you know, you do in the moment. And, like, this stuff you got to do before. So, I don't know. It depends. But they go to all the Disney resorts. They also add in some other, like, resorts, too. Like, they do the Waldorf Astoria Orlando. They do, like, Holiday Inn Orlando, Disney Springs, which they kind of did. Like, they're adding, like, a little bit more Hilton ones. But they're mainly Disney property ones anyway. So, they're near Disney property no matter what. So, it kind of is, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm definitely going to see who's going to do it. I haven't decided whether or not I want to try just to try it. I luckily have a lot of family and friends there. And then, because when I go, I try to see everybody. Or if I'm going just for Disney, you know, I'll just take an Uber just to make it easier. So, it kind of like, it depends. I'll see how it goes and see which one's better. But that's an option that you do have in case you don't want to take your Uber. So that's kind of the only update I had in transport-wise. I gave you guys my tips and tricks last time for that. So I'm going to just scurry right along to let you know some other updates coming in 2022. There is a lot of things opening. There's the Star Wars Resort opening March 1st, which is more of an experience. It's supposed to take you in a whole story from the moment you get there until the moment you leave. You're like literally invested in this real life story. It's like thousands of dollars and I'm not doing it. But hey, if one day I get like a free pass, I'll do it. I'll let you guys know how it is. And then the COVID cases are rising. So this isn't really Disney. This is Universal. But Disney already has the MasterCard indoors. They didn't really take that away. But Universal did. And now they brought it back. So just so you know, if you're also stopping Universal, just keep checking the rules and guidelines for both of the parks. And do whatever, you know, they suggest. And whatever makes you feel most comfortable as well. And we have the sports resort opening again, which is exciting. It's another more affordable resort for Disney. So I'm really glad that it's opening because it has a really affordable price in terms of trying to book for multiple people. The Indiana Jones live action show has returned, which is so fun in Hollywood Studios. There's a lot of shows like returning, like Fantasmic. And so that's really exciting that they're going to be able to do stuff like that. So yeah, just a lot of fun things like new rides opening. We got, you know, the Princess and the Frog ride coming eventually, the Tron ride coming eventually. Guardians of the Galaxy will be opening this summer. That will be a indoor roller coaster, supposed to be the fastest indoor roller coaster or longest or something like that, breaking a record. And then we have the Moana coming as well. There's a bunch of pavilions opening in Epcot because they're redoing basically like all of Epcot, which I'm really, really excited to see. And I was hoping to go for the Guardians opening because I've never really been for a new ride opening and I would love to experience it, but I don't really advise going to Disney in the summer. I've done it and I don't like it as much. It's way too hot. It's really hard for me to handle. Like, I suffer from migraines and it's a lot. It's really crowded and I just love going more like toward the end of the summer. Like, August I was able to manage, like end of August, but I prefer like September and October, and I love January. January is my favorite time to go to Disney. So I was like, I don't know if I'll be there for that one. But if not, I think I'll do the Princess and the Frog opening because I think that will be amazing. It'd be so packed, but like so great and so much fun. And then just so you know, the festivals are still going on this year. They had them start again last year. They have festivals at Epcot for different events. The Festival of the Arts, which is my dream one to go to, begins January 8th, 2022, and it goes to February 22nd. Then they have the Flower Festival, which is March 3rd to July 5th. The Food and Wine, which is July 15th to November 20th. And the Holiday one, which is ending now in a couple days, November 26th to December 30th. So yeah, that's your quick little Disney update to keep in mind for your trip when you're booking. My greatest advice right now also is to make sure you book travel insurance. Like, I know that things are constantly changing, but that's my biggest advice because you just never know. You never know when you have to cancel. You never know what's going on. You never know what's going to change. So you will always want to be ahead of yourself, at least to book travel insurance to make sure that if, you know, you can't make your trip, you can just reschedule it and go for another time and it'll be perfectly fine. And, you know, Disney will always be there. Disney will always be there. Mickey will always be there to welcome us back. So that's the most important thing. But today's episode, our next like big tip that I think we should start now in the coming episodes, I'll go into it a lot more because it's a lot, is Disney food. I'm a big, big, big foodie. And there's so much food that I still have to try at Disney World. And mind you, this is me just talking all about Walt Disney World because I haven't been to Disneyland yet and the International Park. So there's even more things to talk about and more food to try. But Walt Disney World itself is ginormous. And the parks, obviously, there's four. And then there's also Disney Springs. And then the hotels have specialty food that's amazing to try. So it's like you'll never run out of options. And that's something why I love going there and going back. Because even though I get to do the same rides I've been doing, or maybe new rides too, things are always changing. There's always something new. There's always something I haven't tried. I haven't been to, you know, my goal is to stay at every single resort. My goal is to try all the food. My goal is to see every place I haven't seen. Like, there will always be new things to discover, and it's always changing because Disneyland is never complete, as Walt Disney said. So it's great for that. So we can talk about the food because it's a lot. Food is a lot, and food is great. That's something that I hear a lot back from people when I talk about going to Disney and why they want to go and, like, things that are exciting for them or things that they don't even know about. So a lot of times, like, people who've been there, a lot of times they're saying, I'm excited to go back for the food. And then when I've been with people who've never been there, they're like, food? Isn't there just a theme park? Like, isn't there just chicken tenders and fries? Which, yes and no. So, like, when you go there, you actually experience, like, oh, they have, like, world-class chefs there. And this stuff is, like, really good, the things they do. And they do have regular stuff. Like, you're going to get, you know, your fries and your chicken tenders and your burgers and affordable things. But then there's parks like Epcot that have amazing food that's all different from different nationalities. And then there's different, like, fun treats and sweets, especially for different times of year. And then there's all these different drinks for drinking because, yes, adults get tipsy, and that's why Disney's fun for adults. And then, you know, there's just so many options of things to try that are always changing. So the biggest thing I always get, people are nervous because of spending money on food because that's, like, a big part of your trip. And, yeah, it's always going to be a part of any vacation you go on. But there is affordable and more realistic ways to tackle it as well. You don't want to go in there and just, you know, you can, I guess, go in there and just buy the first thing you see. But that's also another reason why sometimes you might end up spending more because of the fact that obviously they want you to buy the most expensive things or whatever is there. When there's, you know, you can buy expensive things and make it worth it for yourself, if that makes sense. So when I was prepping for this vacation that I just went on, well, not really just went on, it's been a while now. I'm going back again, though, I promise. I will release that soon. But I had made a list of all the food that I wanted to try, you know, since reopening. And I made it for each park and each, like, I kind of made, like, a list for Disney Springs and resorts combined. So I'm going to just take it park by park. I feel like that'll be the easiest and give you my tips and tricks for each one. So starting off, let's start with Animal Kingdom. My biggest tip for almost all of the parks is to eat breakfast beforehand. Bring breakfast, pick up breakfast at your resort. Some of them open at or as early as 7 a.m. for their cafes, for their cafeterias. So, or order the night before and, like, save something easy that you can eat, buy some snacks. Because a lot of the parks don't have breakfast, or the breakfast they do have is very, very sweet. So you'll be eating, like, a cinnamon roll, or obviously the Mickey waffles are amazing and it's great. But if you're not a person who likes to eat sweets for breakfast or have limited options for your breakfast, like, I would say eat before. Eat as much as you can before. Also help you out for later in the day because then you won't be hungry till later on. And then you can limit it to buying two meals rather than three. But if you do decide to eat breakfast, there is really good breakfast in all the parks, though, for the options you do have, even though they may be sweet. So Animal Kingdom starting off, the thing I wanted to really get was a colossal cinnamon roll, but they actually didn't have it when I went, which was kind of sad. But usually the Starbucks will have options for you as well because they have Starbucks in every park. And sometimes they'll sell the treats that are, like, the specialty ones for that moment there as well. So they did have, like, a small cinnamon roll there. But we ended up just getting, like, small bagels from Starbucks, like the little ones they normally sell. And that helped us out for a little bit of the day too. But they also have, like, a stand that had, like, a ham and cheese sandwich, I believe. And it was small. So that's the only reason that we didn't get it, because I was like, I didn't want to spend money on the small sandwich. Other than that, it's really just, like, they don't have a lot open in the morning. And it's not really a breakfast area. So unless you're getting, like, a sit down, I usually recommend for especially this park to eat beforehand, or, you know, get your hand on a nice cinnamon bun. So the things I went into before was the list I had. I actually ended up going to a few of them. So there was the Nomad Lounge for adult drinks, which I went. They also had food there. And it was beautiful. It's probably my new favorite spot to go in Disney, period. Because they have like a deck outside and an inside area. And the deck outside, they basically has like a river near it. And it's a beautiful view of the trees. And because the parades have been on like little floats and stuff in Animal Kingdom, they've been doing them because there's no parades. They're just doing the cavalcades. They've been doing it on like the rivers. So you see the animals. You see Mickey and Minnie and all of them coming by in little boats. And it's really cool because when you're at that lounge, you're able to like see them pass by. And it was like such great views just to see Mickey and to wave at them and be more personable. And you can get like a great shot of them. And it just was really great. And they had really good drinks there, like really good. And we got two drinks that I was like absolutely obsessed with. And it was nice to just like, you know, take a little break in the middle of the day when it's a hot summer day and, you know, get a good drink. And then the food we got a charcuterie board, which was good. We liked it a lot. It was like a nice little like finger food, but I definitely would recommend getting more of like a meal. But that's a great space to spot for that. Then I had some buffalo chicken chips at Trio Bites in Dinosaur Land, which honestly was so freaking good. It was extremely filling, and it was really only like $8, which was great, and it was a great meal to fill me up. So that's a great thing to do too, is when you're going to these places, like as I talk about the parks, they have these little snacks and treats that are cheaper than buying a full meal that will save you money and be able to fill you just as much. Or splitting a full meal with another person as well. So it's great because you could try all these different things, but you also get to get a bang for your buck. So in Animal Kingdom, we really didn't spend a lot. We spent money on the bagel. We spent money on the trial bites and then the drinks. And that was about it for the day, actually, because the trial bites were very filling. In Animal Kingdom, it's not a long day park, so we weren't there until the nighttime. We were there from like 8 to 6 p.m., and we felt pretty good the entire day. I'm not even going to lie to you. But some other things that I was suggested that I unfortunately did not get to try was Mr. Kamal's fries and chicken dumplings, which would have been, if I got the fries and the dumplings, would have just been $12. That's not bad. And then I was also recommended a burger, or the cheeseburger pod, from Satui Canteen in Avatar, which I had seen people have tried. Instead of getting the adult one, they got the kids one for $7, because the only difference was that the both come with like a side, but the kids one came with one pod, where the adults one came with two cheeseburger pods. So you could also get the adult one and split it with two people, or you just get the kids one and get it for $7. And at Disney, they don't question you if you're getting a kids meal, because you could probably have a kid right around the corner. So you can buy all the kids meals you want during the day and also save yourself money that way and still get pretty decently full. Some other drinks I was recommended was a Mandarin Orange Vodka Lemonade from the Fame Tree Barbecue for $11. I'm going to try that definitely next time. And something that I used to do in the past with Animal Kingdom when I went with my family was we used to just get fried rice from Yak's. It is literally so good. It's $9. It's this ginormous thing of fried rice that has like meat in it. You get so full from it, especially because it's rice, and you get it for such a cheap price. And you can also like, if you feel like it, maybe get like an egg roll for $2 more and to get like a little more of a bite. But honestly, that meal alone is usually something I really recommend to people. Again, that's Yak's, and it sells the fried rice. It's near the Yeti ride. And it's just like, oh, it's so good. Like I'm imagining it now, and I'm like, oh my God, I want it so bad. So Animal Kingdom I really like, because it's not a park that you're going to necessarily like, you know, be buying all this food like Epcot and trying a lot, but you'll be able to get everything for a really good price and get like less expensive things like chicken tenders and fries. And because they have the restaurants there, they have that kind of stuff, or they have restaurants that are sit down and you pay money for, and they have character experiences. But just know you don't really have to do that stuff. You can really get sides or get, you know, full meals and split it between two people and have, you know, a cheaper day than you would expect. So definitely my biggest tip though for Animal Kingdom is eat breakfast beforehand, or be ready to eat like a cinnamon bowl or something small, or just wait until lunchtime, to be honest. So usually I say like bring granola bars and just eat breakfast real quick. Like we literally would get stuff from our little like store at the resort, or bring snacks and have like a quick, you know, energy bar or something like that before lunchtime, to be honest. So the next park I think I'm going to break down, I think I'm going to only do two today because Epcot is obviously a lot and Magic Kingdom can be a lot as well. So I think I'm going to just do Animal Kingdom and Hollywood for you guys. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about resorts and things with food as well. But I'm going to stick to these main two parks just for right now. So, now we're heading over to Hollywood Studios. You're very excited. So, Hollywood Studios also had a little bit more options for breakfast. I was surprised because my favorite breakfast is from Hollywood Studios and it will always be my favorite breakfast of all time. So it's really good because you get to do that. But the sacrifice of having really good food is that, you know, Hollywood is one of the most popular parks with different rides, including Star Wars and, you know, Toy Story Land and, you know, Tower of Terror and things like that. So you have to pick and choose what you want to do because now that the virtual queue is gone for Star Wars, you know, if you get there early, the first thing you want to do probably is get in that line. But then what if you're in that line for 2 hours and then by the time you get out, you might not have breakfast? Blah, 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 blah. It's a lot of pick and choosing with that place. But my recommendation for breakfast is Woody's Lunchbox. Woody's Lunchbox is great to spend the whole day there. Me and Rachel literally had our entire day of food just at Woody's one time. And it was the best thing ever. Because it's affordable, it's really good food, and it fills you up. So their breakfast that I recommend is the Breakfast Bowl. It's $8 for the adult size, and if you want to get a smaller size because you want to make a big bowl, you can always get the kids one for $5. And it's potato barrel smothered in brisket and gravy, and it is literally amazing. They put this amazing sauce on the breakfast one rather than the lunch one that is just literally so good, and you can taste like the scallions, and it's just amazing. And then the lunch one, they just like take off, it's just chili and cheese, but it's so good. It's $9 for the lunch one, kind of like 10 with tax. And also, it's really good and really filling. Like you could just get that. But also, we had, like, the grilled cheese, and it was so good. I had gotten her the grilled cheese kids sandwich because you get just the same amount, just a little bit less. Like, the adult sandwich has the two slices, like, the whole sandwich, and the kids one is half of it, but it still comes with, like, small potatoes. So, if you're getting, like, multiple things to try. And we also tried the drinks there. I absolutely fell in love with the Grown Up Lemonade. It's a Minute Maid lemonade mixed with 3 olive cherry vodka, and it's very good. I want to have it on a day that it's not blistering hot because it is kind of sweet and, you know, things like that trigger my migraines, but it was like really, really good. And other thing I tried there was their own version of basically their own Pop-Tart called a box tart. I tried the Halloween one when I went, and it was just like a Nutella filled one, but they also always have a chocolate Nutella one. It's called chocolate hazelnut. And I really liked it, but other people have tried, like, the raspberry and blueberry, and they like it, too. So, Woody's, I recommend, like, if you just want affordable meals for the entire day, just, like, keep going back. It's really awesome. Definitely recommend for breakfast. But if you don't want that, there is an option for a Mickey waffle in Walt Disney World, which it's actually a blueberry Mickey waffle, so unfortunately it won't be the regular one. And it'll be at Holiday Scoops, which is by the Tower of Terror. They're also really nice there. I walked in and I got there a milkshake once, and there was just like the cast members by themselves because there was nobody in line. And they were the sweetest people ever, and we had like the nicest conversation. So honestly, I just love going in there just for some ice cream too. So yeah, they have the Mickey waffle in the morning, and then of course there's a Starbucks there as well. If you want to get your drinks, you want to get like, you know, your coffee. The only thing that sucks is the Starbucks is in the front of the park, so you really have to get that right away if you're trying to like hold your coffee in line when you're, you know, waiting for Rise of Resistance. But they also have the Joffrey carts, and they actually have one right outside of Muppets before you enter Rise of Resistance. So what's nice is that if you're running there to Rise, you know, you could stop there. And when I went on the line, it was like wrapped around into the back lots. So at one point, it was actually, you know, going near the Joffreys. So I had a lot of people in line. So I just got off the line and I got everyone what they needed. I got us like cinnamon rolls and just like a muffin just to have something to snack on while we waited in line. And it really helped. And obviously, like, I was let back in line perfectly fine because we needed water. So, you know, it was really hot. We need water. So that was a great way to get some stuff. And then there is breakfast at Galaxy's Edge. It's, like, more of, like, wraps and things like that. I haven't tried them yet. There are a lot of veggie options, which is great, which I've heard is really good. So there's also another option. You can also eat breakfast there. So this park is really good for breakfast options. So I usually recommend, like, if you want to eat breakfast, definitely you can eat it at Hollywood Studios. But of course, you can always bring your bars and stuff just in case. For lunch, there's so many options. I mean, you can obviously eat in Galaxy's Edge. There's a lot of options of food there. I haven't necessarily ventured out as much there because it's really crowded usually, so I don't like to spend a lot of time there other than, like, you know, my time of enjoying it. But there is some options. There's, like, quick service food, and then there's some options for sit-down services as well. And obviously, they have the blue milk you can try. It's coconut based, so it's not really my favorite, but people really love it. And then there's a lot of sit-down restaurants in Hollywood Studios. You know, there's like the diners and things like that that you can reserve. I've heard the Brown's Derby signature burger is really good, which I didn't get to try, so maybe next time I'll be able to try. And something that I really, really want to go to is Olga's Bar in Galaxy's Edge, which books out forever in advance. And I've heard that the Jet Juice and the Slug Slinger and the Fuzzy Tantrum is a really good drink, those three. So I haven't tried it yet, but I've been recommended by people, so I'm recommending it to you to further on. And the Baseline Tap House has a really good strawberry lemonade vodka. And there's also just a bar there, so it's just really nice to just, like, get a quick service drink. There's a lot of quick service drinks in Hollywood Studios, which I really like, especially near Tower of Terror. Like, it's a lot of, like, things, places you can just get, like, a nice drink and enjoy and relax under, like, a little tent and just enjoy, you know, Hollywood Boulevard, because it's the most peaceful place, in my opinion. The old music and just the looking at the Tower of Terror, it's, for me, it's really peaceful and I love it. Might sound weird, but it's one of my favorite places to be. So that's kind of my recommendations for Hollywood. I mean, I definitely recommend more of quick service things. You can get more of a buck for depending on what you're getting. But for breakfast and lunch, I recommend Woody's, or I recommend, you know, possibly going to sit down place and splitting it with friends. I've also gotten a hot dog there. It was like a really, really like 12 foot long, very, very long hot dog that was pretty affordable, which is nice to also have another option to get big meals like that and split it with friends, and you'll be able to save your money. And there's a lot of sweets there. It's very sweets. Like, you can get a lot of ice cream and like treats like that. And a lot of like just straight American food, like, you know, burgers and things like that. It's more theme parky, some of it. But it's still really good. Honestly, I recommend it a lot. And for the Halloween like time, they had a lot of treats come their way. So definitely look out depending on what time you come, because usually like they get a lot of different treats, like a lot of specialty brownies and, you know, cookies and things like that that are for those occasions. And there's just so many options there. So I really love Hollywood. I love eating there. And it's a great place to go to just enjoy like a nice view with a nice drink as well, other than Epcot. So I'm going to save Epcot and Magic Kingdom for another episode. But I can touch briefly on what I mean by resorts and Disney Springs. So obviously, Disney Springs is a spot for restaurants, spot for dining and shopping. So there's so many restaurants there that you can eat at. But the main thing is that I recommend, which is a fun thing to do for your trip, which I do every trip, is just visiting the resort and trying out the different restaurants. You know, it's obviously free. You can just go right in. You're just like going to a regular restaurant. And you can experience Disney magic. I even recommend people doing that if they're not even going to Disney. Like, if you just want like a little piece of Disney, go to a nice Disney resort, walk around, see how beautiful it is, and book a restaurant and just get a nice little Mickey experience, just something as simple as that. And if you're at the right resort and you book the right restaurant, you probably can see the fireworks too, because there's fireworks at Epcot, there's fireworks at Hollywood, there's fireworks at Magic, you know, the big fireworks. So if you're in a good spot, you can definitely see the fireworks. Like, if you go to the Boardwalk Resort, you can see the fireworks from Epcot. It's really cool. And if you go to Grand Floridian, you go to Grand Floridian Cafe, you can see the fireworks in there. So it's also like a nice experience for a great date night, great time to just like enjoy some Disney magic, even if you're not staying at a Disney resort. So the one that we always go to the Grand Floridian, because we're possibly thinking, you know, future things happening there that I won't disclose, but we have like big plans to go there one day. And because of that, I like to visit there all the time. So we went to the Grand Floridian Cafe for the first time, which we really loved. We got like a nice meal. It was a nice sit down. It was a beautiful view. And it was like a nice, not expensive dinner, but like, you know, it was like a dinner. It was like you're paying for a dinner between two people. It wasn't over the top, but it was still really good. And you got to really experience the resort. And I just like loved the service. They're really sweet people. And I really liked it. The Grand Floridian is also like so fancy. So you get to go there and just feel like you're really fancy for no reason. But Rita got like a lobster burger, which she liked a lot. And I got this like chicken, like fried chicken in like mashed potatoes, I think it was. It was really good. It was like really good. The sauce they put on top was amazing. And the food was really filling, which we just had a great time and I really enjoyed it. And it was great because we got to go afterwards to the Enchanted Rose Bar there, which I recommend so much, especially if you're as big of a Beauty and the Beast fan as we are. absolutely love it. It's one of our favorite movies. It's like the movie that shaped us, and it's just, it's gorgeous, and I love it. And this bar is like the perfect Disney aesthetic, in my opinion, because it's Beauty and the Beast themed, but it's very like classy Beauty and the Beast themed. Like, they have the main bar has this gorgeous entryway with like the, like all these like lights above, and then the bar itself has like little details with rows in it. And then when you go to the second room, they have stuff from like the live actions. It's very like French Renaissance-y. It's just like gorgeous country vibes where they have like a little clock to represent Clocksworth. They have the rose in the jar, or they have the Clocksworth the way it looked in the live action. They have a portrait, like a beautiful painting of the live action Belle looking at the rose and the whole Westview. They have like the whole thing is blue but with like little gold accents. It just feels like you're like in a little French vibe. They have a portrait of the castle, and then when you walk out from the bar, you're going straight into like the main lobby of the Grand Floridian, like, 'cause it's the second floor, but you can look down and hear the piano player on it. It's just like this really gorgeous, gorgeous place to be. Like, I was like, oh my god, I want to take like my wedding photos here or something. It just makes you feel like you're kind of having a fancy drink at the Beauty and the Beast Lounge. And it was great. And we got amazing drinks there. I don't remember what drink we got, unfortunately, so I don't remember what to recommend. But it was like a margarita. We got a margarita. It was very, very good. And the bartender was really funny and nice. And they give you advice for, you know, like, oh, it's your first time here, or blah, blah, blah. Like, they talk to you about things they've done recently, things they haven't done, things they're recommending. So it was a great way for us to start our trip. And then we've been there before that too as well, to go just like walk around the resort and see it. So I like to go there all the time. But there's also like, my main point of this is that you could do that with any resort. You can just, you know, see a resort. If maybe it's a resort you want to stay at in the future, maybe it's a resort you heard about, or see their dining options and see what's something cool you can try, like at the different restaurants and different experiences they have, and then just go there for it. We also have done the boardwalk. We've gone over there, Boardwalk Resort, and it's like a beautiful boardwalk. It has like all this different stuff. It's like a great date night. And when we went, they were doing like a movie under the stars, so they were watching a movie outside. You know, we had like drinks there. We had like cookie sandwiches, and we could see like they had like the boat to Epcot, and it was just like, it was really, really, really beautiful. So I usually recommend that. And there's so many more that are on my list that I need to try. On my list that I had that I wanted to try beforehand was obviously the breakfast at the Riviera Resort. That is my dream resort to go to. I want to stay there. It's a new resort that's like art, French art themed, and it has a rooftop restaurant that is called Topolina's, and it has this beautiful character experience of Mickey and Minnie are dressed as like artists, and it has like Mickey waffles, and it's just a great experience, and I really want to go there. One day I will, and I want to stay there. Another big resort that I want to go to is the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Obviously, they have their own animals there, which they have a show on Disney Plus, but you could check it out and see how they take care of the animals at the resort and the park, which is so cool to watch. But anyway, they have a restaurant called Sama, which I'm sorry if I say that wrong, it's S-A-M-A, and they have like this great bread spread that people like, and you'll be able to like, sit and watch the savannah as you're eating, and it's so cool. I can't wait to go there one day. Another thing is they have the Tambu Lounge at Polynesian. There's the Port Orleans Resort to get the beignets. There's the milkshake place I mentioned, which is Beaches and Cream at Boardwalk. And also the Bar Riviera is also recommended at the Riviera Resort. So, but that's just like a few resorts of all the ones that exist. So that's just like a great tip I have, is that when you're planning your vacation, you know, you can also spend time going to the resorts, even if you're not staying at the resort, to have a magical Disney experience and get great food just for like a nice night out. Like, it's a great way to add to your trip. So I think I'm going to end the podcast right there, because that was a lot, and I definitely have more to talk about in other Disney tips episodes that I can continue doing with you guys. Just to review, we talked about things coming in 2022. We talked about new transport options. And then the main theme today was food, 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 food. And the main thing I want you guys to take away is most parks, bring your own breakfast, eat before, or explore the options that I did give you, which are still really good. Definitely think about not always trying to run to just the first thing you see with like a big meal, maybe a high price. Like, think about the snacks, the different options they have, and how you can get full on things that are half the price or cheaper. Same with doing kids meals rather than always doing adult meals, or splitting adult meals, different quick service restaurants, and then I mainly reviewed Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. So I hope you guys take this into account, and there's always new food happening, so it's always changing, but it's always great to go back to the basics too on top of that. So I hope you guys have a great holiday though. I did start my YouTube channel as well with my girlfriend Rachel called the Lego Pop Collectors. You can look us up, it'll be in the link in the bio as well. And we're very excited. We have 4 videos out now where we show you our Lego collection, our pop collection. We reviewed the Target and Lego collab that just happened, and we go to New York City to see the flagship store. So it's going to be so much content coming, so you can go ahead and follow us, check us out for more content with related to pops and Legos. And yeah, we're excited to come back to another episode next week for the podcast. So hopefully, you know, Spider-Man thing up. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Make sure to, you know, like and ring that bell for our next episodes and follow us on Instagram. And we'll see you guys later. Have a great night or day.